We're back, and no more commercial breaks on Radio Entrepreneurs for now, because we have to talk to another entrepreneur. I want to thank again my co-host for today, Peter Morrison from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Morrison & Plaut, doing a great job. Don't forget to tune us in 24/7. Get the app, Radio Entrepreneurs, on your smartphone. Listen to Radio Entrepreneurs. Listen to Greg Stoller, The Language of Business, or Mass Challenge Startup Soundboard. Our next guest is Dana Babin of Pink Truck Designs, and she's the founder. Hi.
Hi.
What is Pink Truck Designs? Right. I got this sticker. Is this for my car? I peel it off and I
get no, there. If you want a sticker, I can get you a sticker for your luggage or your car.
Is this your family?
That is not my family. Okay. Those are some of our models, if you will.
Okay. No boys.
I have some boys on the website. That's just one of the first pictures we got, frankly.
So I'm looking at an advertising piece, a marketing piece.
Yes, so it's called a rack card.
A rack card. Okay.
So it's something easy to hand out that contains the story of the brand.
So it's time to change gear. That's your tagline.
Yes, and it's usually what people close with in the interview, so I like that you're starting with that.
So what is Pink Truck Designs? Because it's time to change gear.
Well, so the slogan stems from what Pink Truck is all about, and that is we're trying to change how people perceive gender roles through clothing in the marketplace. And essentially, it stemmed from my experience with my twin daughters, who are 5 now. But by age 1, they loved trucks. So we would do a lot of truck activities. I just invented them. We would, of course, go to the organized local touch of trucks that a lot of towns and organizations have. But I would take them to construction sites where we could watch the trucks at work. We would picnic, and maybe some of the people on the trucks would let us partake a little bit or just let the girls climb on the trucks. We'd climb on the trucks at the local parking lots that weren't in use when they weren't snow plowing, you know, just peek inside and see what the gear shifts were and things of that nature. In the wintertime, the twins loved to go on what were called snow plow hunts. They could barely talk at this age, you know, it was 1, 2 years old. So it was no plow hunt. And they just loved going out and seeing whatever the truck activity was in our neighborhood, chasing the fire trucks, going to the fire station. So things of that nature.
Are you a consulting firm?
Is this a nonprofit?
It is not. It is a for-profit clothing line.
So you're a seller of branded clothing.
That's correct. So they loved the trucks, but when it came time to shop for their love of everything truck, the marketplace was bereft of these designs. Did you design these yourself? I hired an artist. I am not an artist. Right. I don't pretend to be.
I'm sorry. I'm that staring at your truck.
Skilled. You're a joker.
Now you know him.
Yes. Now we're getting to know each other.
No, but it's true. I mean, I keep looking at the truck. Yeah.
Well,
and I feel
the
like
truck
I have to apologize.
Is on the shirt. So right. Yes, it is. That is the logo for the brand.
It's a cute little truck.
It has. Thank you. Yes.
It's like the old Ford
shockingly
trucks.
55 Ford pickup. Yes, to be exact. Thank you. Very good. But you're right, Jeff. I submitted a lot of pictures or images of old trucks to artists. And it wasn't until I found this woman in Johannesburg, South Africa, that she nailed it. Yeah, I've been there, too. So it's a great place. Yeah,
at least for me, it was. It's got problems, but I had a great time there.
Yes, I had a great time there, too.
Santon City.
It's a good place. And it has good people. So in particular, this woman, Erica, has helped me out. Erica Hunter. So she's an artist in Johannesburg, and
how
her
did you
first
find
submission
a Johannesburg artist? Why
through the internet, the wonderful world of the internet.
That's unbelievable.
So networking and digging around, and lo and behold, Erica, her first submission of the truck
must
that was
have been
going
inexpensive.
To be my truck.
No offense, because the rand is so weak compared to the dollar.
That helped, but right. She just nailed it on the first drawing out. So she was my artist. I knew that right from the start. And she designs all our designs. So we have 8 designs now. Truck, train, plane, car, cruiser, engine, tugboat, and tractor.
So this is a children's line.
No, actually it's adult too. And our adult
She's
line sells
it, Peter.
As much as our
when
children's.
When did she look like a kid?
So
well,
the
I
message
figured maybe
just hit
it was
Peter
just,
on camera.
Off camera. But I assumed it could be just a marketing
She's sure. wearing the clothes.
It's like, an apparel line to help impact the marketplace.
I don't want to get you mad at me. You're not a kid anymore.
Better for kids. Like, don't you feel like a kid, though, right?
Yeah. Well, feeling like a kid and being a kid are two different things.
Yes.
I'm not going to go there with either of you.
You behave like a kid.
Now you know what it's like to be a co-host here.
Yes. So we're going to have fun.
Okay. I'll bore down the show.
Yeah. So... It's a good question, Peter. It would make sense that you would think from what I've told you that it's just a children's line, but it's not, because one of the things I confronted when I first came up with the company was the reason kids feel so pigeonholed in these roles and restricted by these definitions is because we set the example.
Now, kids wear clothes and so do their parents, because fashions trickle up.
they trickle both ways.
Parents like to dress young and they don't like to get old.
Yes, and kids like to do like their parents do. So
and parents if like they to do see, like the kids do.
Yes, yes. So
that's not a new thing either.
No, so if it goes both ways, it made sense to make the line available for all ages and both genders.
Is it all casual clothes?
Right now it is, yes. So, I mean, right. I know there are some people pushing for some finer clothing, shall we say, but it's a slow progress. We'll get there, hopefully.
How long have you been around?
A year and a month.
Oh, that's just starting.
Yes. So we're pretty brand new. I launched the website. It was website based. And I launched that.
Is this your full-time job?
No.
What's your other life?
So my other life, I have a few things I do. For example, yesterday I was in a board meeting all day for a local boys' school. I've been on the board there for quite some time, since 2008, I think, and love it. So I do some work for them on a volunteer basis. And then my other gig is working as a consultant to a division of the Department of Justice called the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention, in the capacity as a lawyer, consulting to them to aid the commanders of the nation's 61 Internet Crimes Against Children task forces.
Is that why you keep trying to put me into your children's paradigm so you can manage me?
No, I had no intentions of doing anything in particular except answering your questions.
So you know, I'm going to be the straight man in this. This is really unusual.
I was serious.
Yeah. So the common denominator in all of that is children, right?
Okay.
So I've worked for the benefit of kids since time began.
She wasn't putting you into her children's paradigm.
She'd have trouble with that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Father time.
You could just wear pink truck shirt.
So how do you make your money? What's your
both
revenue
ways,
model?
Both ways. I make money through both avenues. And the money I make through consulting is really what funds Pink Truck. So right now we're moving from just website to boutique sales, a boutique sales model. So recently I had some publicity through the Boston Globe, and people were very generous in reaching out to me and offering their help. People who've been through this before and know how tough it is.
Just
supported the message. Yes, as mentors, and also to give me suggestions on where to go next. So I had planned to move into the boutique model, so wholesaling to boutiques and small stores in 2016. I was home for the holidays, and right around New Year's, a wonderful gentleman who works for a larger apparel company that's been very successful since its launch in 2007 met with me and was kind enough to give me some terrific advice to include going to a trade show. So he said, before you do the boutique model, I had this operational plan that when I got back to Boston, I would start to approach, get a rep to help me start to approach the boutiques and selling the Pink Truck gear to the boutiques at a wholesale price. And this gentleman said, before you do that, there is a wonderful trade show in Atlanta called the America's Mart. And because it's in Atlanta, it will have what he believed to be a lot of the audience that I want to target for the boutique model. Those stores will be there, everything from independent Hallmark boutiques to pharmacy boutiques to hardware stores to, but a lot of them will be in the South, from the South. And that's a big market for the truck and the tractor designs. So I jumped. I packed my bags. I loaded everything up, and I flew down there. I got a ticket. This was all in the matter of a few days. I called them. I got one table that was a little teeny tiny table in a corner of the trade show. And
so you actually showed?
I did. So we picked up some stores there in various parts of the country. And I obtained I scanned the badges, if you will, of a lot of buyers that are from other stores that we're following up with now. And I hired a rep.
Trained as an attorney, but intuitively understand sales and marketing.
A little bit. I think I can sell it as well as anybody only because I know it better than anybody. I wear it. It's easy to wear. So, for example, the pink cruiser, I will wear that when I teach police and prosecutors, when I do trainings, because I used to love to wear cute little t-shirts under my suits when I was a prosecutor. And it makes sense now that I would wear that, especially when one of my designs is pink cruiser and celebrates police and allows people to celebrate.
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah. So everyone, you know, a lot of.
Why didn't you bring samples?
So
I have a couple in the car.
Let's say the business takes off.
Yes. So
would
let's
you work
say the
full time.
Yes.
Business
yes.
And drop the law.
Yes.
So that is where you want to go.
Yes, that is. Well, I mean, and I love my job.
Very different
I
than the law?
I love my law job. Don't get me wrong. I'm going away to a commander's meeting in 2 weeks for a week. I'll be in San Diego. So I love that job, too. It's been my heart
it's
and soul for a long time working with
time
that field. But
La Jolla is a
it's
tough place.
Well,
it's,
we sit inside
La Jolla is
of
really
a hotel
tough in February.
And, you know, we work hard. You're there
yeah.
from
yeah,
7 a.m. to
I've been
the
to many
are,
conferences
yes.
in La Jolla. It's tough. It's tough. Gastown's a tough place to be.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. I'll find a place to grab a bite to eat after the conference. But it'll be a nice place to be. But we will be locked and loaded from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. I can assure you, having done this for years.
So I don't buy it.
They work hard.
So tell me, where is the business going?
So hopefully we're going to continue to move toward that boutique model, if you will. And I've had some engagements or discussions, I should say, with people about possibly approaching bigger retail, but I'm inclined to say, even if they came to me right now, no.
Break your model. Be tough for you. Is it all upperwear or is it full?
We have loungewear. We've
That's
added some pieces of loungewear. So right. We have the lounge pants that are popular with women in every store you walk into in a mall.
Yeah, do the pink, you know, there is another brand out there that says pink, and you're the attorney.
Vineyard Vines, yes.
Have you gotten yourself in trouble at all with them?
No.
Have they tried to push you
no.
out?
No. So one of the benefits of being a lawyer is I think I knew right off the bat that I did not want to get into that type of trouble down the road. So the first thing I did was vet the name, Pink Truck, with a trademarking lawyer, and we secured a registered trademark. For
now, next question.
Brand.
Hey, Pink.
Yes,
what's
sir.
The ratio of boy to girl, women to men?
It's probably 90-10. Buying for the little kids.
Right.
We just started a unisex model, so we have unisex
Boys
t-shirts
wear pink
that aren't
shirts?
Fitted. And we have quite a bit of, it's brand new, but there are quite a few men that are buying the t-shirts that
Peter
are
would.
Not fitted.
You know, I pick on Peter, but Peter is one of the more, you know, confident.
He always
one
picks
of the more confident men I've ever known.
Yeah, we get very confident men.
He
we
wear,
get men
he
who
can wear pink.
And even teenage boys who just want something trendy and different,
yeah.
you know.
Well, metrosexual look nowadays.
I don't know that it's metrosexual. I mean, it's very much just a basic.
I'm not wearing pink.
T-shirt. It's not, you know, a fitted t-shirt. It's more
you're not
just
getting Alex to
a
wear
cute
pink.
Design.
Alex is rugby
that's
boy. Do you tell Alex you kick him in the head, he'll say yes, but
yeah,
tell him he has
well,
to wear pink.
And so the interesting thing about pink, because you're kind of associated, so this is part of the mentality,
I'm,
right?
I'm doing this on purpose.
I understand that. So pink, you're associating with
femininity.
And what defines femininity? What is
softer.
It about? Okay,
girl,
softer.
Softer.
Weaker.
Not weaker. I didn't say weaker.
Okay. Just
Whoa,
making sure you're not going
don't
there.
Don't go there.
Softer.
Oh boy,
what does
I feel
softer
like I'm on the,
mean, though?
I feel like I'm on the stand. I'm going to get in trouble. No, I didn't say
so,
weaker.
Well, so, okay. We won't,
if
we
I
won't
put
go.
100, if I put 50 of my female entrepreneurs in front of me and 50 of my male entrepreneurs in front of me,
yes, sir.
By far and away, my female entrepreneurs who can be very soft are overwhelmingly stronger than my male clients.
in different ways,
and
right.
with that note, if somebody wants to find you and your pink truck designs, how would they find you?
Pinktruckdesigns.com. They can email me directly if they wish to. Dana@pinktruckdesigns.com. We're also on social, facebook.com/pinktruckdesign, pink truck page. Sorry about that. And on Instagram, it's @pinktruckdesigns with an S. On Twitter, it's @PinkTruckDesign because Twitter's character limit didn't allow me to add the S.
And I'll say the limited exposure of your shirt, it looks like it's very eye-catchy.
Very eye-catchy and high quality, I will say. Everyone, right. when they see it in person, it's a great sale.
I love
because
a great
they
t-shirt.
Touch the softness, they feel the softness, and they know it's high quality.
I love t-shirts.
Don't touch the Charmin. We're going
to
take a break, and we're hopefully going to have Pink Truck Design back again. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Peter Meyerson. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.